Good Tuesday morning to you. I'm Jay Ogden with the Oakland Church of Christ. Let's talk about your sense of smell. There are quite a few responses that we can exhibit by what our nose can detect. The average person can recognize up to 10,000 different odors. God created a unique sense in us by our sense of smell. It triggers many different moods and can bring back long forgotten memories of events, impressions, or even feelings. Who can resist the smell of cinnamon in an apple pie that our grandmother may have made? The perfume business makes millions of dollars a year just in hopes to create that scent of love one may have in hoping to generate. I've had an idea for making my own fortune that I have only shared with a select few. If the way to a man's heart is through his stomach, why not make a perfume out of what I consider the two very best smelling foods that are cooking? Bacon and brownies. So far, no one has stolen my idea to make their millions, but I certainly want to get the credit for it in case they do. On the other hand, pungent odors are not pleasant to the nostrils, and it too can spawn an opposite and unfavorable reaction. Let me pose a question. How does the preacher smell to you? Before you make any kind of comments to yourself or to others, consider the following. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16, Paul writes, "Now thanks be to God, who always leads us to in triumph in Christ, through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one we are the aroma of death, leading to death, and to the other of aroma of life, leading to life." Burning of incense would take place leading up to the capital, and the ones that were conquered would be following in the path, being led by chains or shackles up to the capital city. And that smell could have been either the smell of death to them eventual, or if they were lucky enough, the king would allow them to be alive and be indentured servants for the remainder of their lives. And then it would be a source of a smell of life to them. But Paul here in 1 Corinthians is saying that preachers of Christ either smell like the fragrance of life or the stench of death. Here it is, a metaphorical way of saying that people find the gospel as delightful or they may find it repulsive. It actually is Christ that you smell, and one's reaction, it says to it, is volumes. In 1 Corinthians 1, verse 18 states, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." When people don't like a smell, they usually avoid it. In Zechariah chapter 7, verses 8 through 14, the children of Israel were guilty of avoiding the message of the Lord. "Thus says the Lord of hosts, execute true justice, show mercy and compassion, everyone to his brother. Do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the alien or the poor. Let none of you plan evil in his heart against his brother." But they refused to heed, shrugged their shoulders, and stopped their ears so that they could not hear. Yes, they made their hearts like flint, refusing to hear the law of the Lord, which were the words of the Lord of hosts had sent by his Spirit through the former prophets. Or they may even try to complain about it. In Isaiah chapter 30, verse 10, "Who said to the seers, 'Do not see,' and to the prophets, 'Do not prophesy to us right things, speak to us smooth things, prophecy deceits'?" Or they may even try to sanitize it with something else. King Ahab surrounded himself with false prophets because he didn't like the message that the true prophet Elijah was delivering. King Jehoiakim did his best to totally do away with God's message by cutting it up and casting it into the fire. The Apostle Paul experienced all of these things during his ministry. He was receiving complaints from the unbelieving Jews at Iconium. He was accused of blasphemy from the unbelieving Jews at Antioch. They even tried to kill him by stoning him at Lystra. How do we react when the opportunities are available to hear the gospel? Do we say, "Is it Sunday already? Maybe there are plans that have been made long in advance and changing them wouldn't be worth the hassle"? What if Jesus would have decided that giving up his life for us would not have been worth the hassle? When people enjoy a smell, they will seek it out. In Psalms 119, verse 97, the psalmist writes, Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. People like to bring joyful smells into their homes. Look at the amount of candles that are sold in our country alone. Rarely will you find one that drives you out into the outdoors because it reeks. We are reminded to bring the gospel into our homes and for it to be the foundation of our family. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, and you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and the admonition of the Lord. So the next time we are tempted to have a reaction to the gospel message, let us check our spiritual compass to see if it is pointing in the right direction. Let us never let our service to our Savior be a rottenness to our bones, but let it always be a sweet-smelling savor, especially to the Father. We would love to have you at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, Oakland Church of Christ. Thank you very much and have a wonderful day.